Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up for Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Magnus Thiebald. Today on the program, we're going to be talking a bunch about Burnaby's Fraser Foreshore Park and the proposal to put an organic waste treatment facility on 21 acres in the beloved Riverfront Park. There have been some big developments in the story, so stay tuned. We'll be touching on that issue in our weekly segment, What's Up in Burnaby, coming up in just a few minutes. After that, we'll be talking to Josh Wong, leader of the Save Fraser Foreshore Park movement, which has been working to oppose this development in Fraser Foreshore Park. Josh is a Burnaby resident who decided he needed to do something about the proposed waste treatment facility and started organizing, and we're going to be talking to him in the second half hour of the program. We'll also be bringing you another installment of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, speaking to bilingual Canadians about their experiences. All that plus Bird Note and some fine music. All right, let's jump into it. All right, let's talk about what's up in Burnaby. Joining me today again is Srishti Gangdev, reporter with the Burnaby Beacon. Welcome to the program today.
Excited to be back.
Thanks for joining us. So Burnaby Council is perhaps feeling the heat on the proposal to put an organic waste treatment facility in 21 acres of Burnaby's Fraser Foreshore Park. What's been happening?
Yeah, quite the bombshell that Council dropped on Thursday night. They are going to be having a special Council meeting today to actually decide whether or not they think it's a good idea to proceed with this facility that's proposed in Fraser Foreshore Park. And as we've been talking about for several weeks, it's quite a controversial proposal and people have been really up in arms about it, which is pretty rare in Burnaby, I would say. We've got petitions, rallies happening to stop this thing. You know, our inboxes have been just full from day one of people saying that they don't think this is a good idea. And it seems like council has taken note of that. And what the mayor says is that he's heard the voices of residents and they're not going to go forward with something that they think the city, that residents of the city don't want.
So this is all going to happen at a council meeting later today.
That's right. It's a special meeting that they've called specifically to discuss this. And they called it quite last minute. I believe it's going to happen at noon today. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, of course, to see what happens. And it seems like there may be kind of a compromise here of maybe they'll just proceed with the project, but move it to a different location, which is what a lot of people were suggesting as well, is that the project itself seems fine and good, but definitely not the right spot for it.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of debate about the worth of the facility itself, but it's just its location smack in the middle of not quite, but you know, on a substantial chunk of a very popular Burnaby park.
That's right. And as we've talked about, it's really rare that the city would ever discuss taking away parkland dedication to begin with, because, you know, Burnaby touts its position as one of the greenest cities in the country in terms of park space. And usually when we see referendums and things like that, it's to dedicate more of that undeveloped land to parkland. So it really took people by surprise that this was even being discussed to take away parkland for an industrial facility. And I think people have been suggesting that, you know, it's just find a section of land that's already zoned for industrial use, that's already built on it, and don't take away habitat for endangered species. As we've seen in the ecological assessment, there are endangered species that call that area home as well.
Yeah. And there hasn't, you know, since this really has sort of burst into the sort of public awareness, there hasn't really been a lot of opportunity for residents to have their to voice their concerns. I mean, there is a an alternative,
alternative approval process. Yeah.
Yes, alternative approval process. Thank you. That is in play. We'll explain a bit about that for people who haven't heard about that in a moment. But even that is really just a vote. There hasn't been a lot of opportunity for residents to speak to this issue directly to council. Now, this is a pretty short short notice meeting. So is there any plan for speakers or anything like that at this meeting?
I am not aware of any plans. You know, I think this is something else that residents were quite upset about, was that they didn't get the opportunity to speak in front of council. And there were people who submitted requests to speak to council at the last meeting and were denied because it was past the deadline. And that's another kind of point of contention here, is that the rules of council, Robert's Rules of Orders and stuff like that, don't necessarily jive with how residents themselves engage in local politics. So I think that's more of a philosophical question of how can we, you know, we want, of course, people to be engaged in local politics, but how do we make it more accessible for them to do that without sticking to these rules that a lot of people find really archaic?
And you know, with a big project like this, you know, having it just sort of sail along in a sort of process that isn't allowing for residents to speak to it and voice their, you know, either their support or opposition, does seem a little problematic to me. And I mean, you know, a controversial project like this, you know, it's really important when they do go forward, even if it goes forward as it is, that people feel heard on the issue, rather than it just sort of being a process that just sort of motors along and people feel they there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, that's part of what I think has led to this decision to kind of pause, at least for the time being as well, is that people did feel like the project was just being pushed through the path of like least opposition. It felt to residents like there was